Title: An Employer's Bargaining Table Complaints as to Poor Business Conditions is Not a Claim of Poverty Entitling a Union to Business-Sensitive Information. Content: While bargaining, unions often demand that employers produce information relevant to the bargaining process so that the union may fulfill its duties as bargaining representative. Under the law and absent some compelling reason for not doing so, NLRA Section 8, A, 5, compels employers to produce such relevant bargaining information. This informational duty is particularly unctuous for employers who have fallen on hard economic times for where an employer claims a financial inability to meet a union's economic demands. It may be required to open its books to the union and to produce otherwise off-limits business-sensitive information so that the union may assess the employer's plea of poverty. C. E.g., NLRB v. Itruit Manufacturing Company, 351 U.S. 149, 1956, Nielsen Lithographing Company, 305 NLRB 697, 1992. For a whole host of real-world business reasons, employers finding themselves in such difficult circumstances are resistant to the public airing of such sensitive information. On September 13, 2019, the NLRB issued its decision in Arlington Metals Corporation, 368 NLRB No. 74, and while this decision has received little public fanfare, the board's ruling is nonetheless noteworthy because of the limits it appears to set on an ailing employer's duty to open its business records to a union. In Arlington Metals, a unionized Illinois steel processor rejected a union's bargaining demands, claiming that its wage proposals and its refusal to agree to the union's wage proposal fit its business environment, citing the following as proof of that environment: it had been facing poor economic conditions that, if anything, were worsening and that it was doing the best it could to keep everyone employed. Its production volume was down, while it was faced with increased costs, increased taxes and pressure to lower its prices. Its competitors were attempting to take its business away and its business was leaving the state, and although it had hoped that conditions would improve following the recession, its business was softening, pointing to its reduced tonnage and stating that the business wasn't what it used to be, adding that the iceberg it was on was melting. Despite these statements, the employer's bargaining representative also explicitly stated that it was not and never had claimed that it was unable to pay what the union was demanding. Based on the employer's bargaining table statements as to the terrible and declining business conditions it was facing, the union claimed that the employer was pleading a financial inability to meet the union's bargaining demands and demanded that the employer produce a broad range of private and highly sensitive financial records to buttress its bargaining position. The employer declined to produce the sensitive records because it had never asserted a financial inability to meet the union's wage demands and, instead, presented a chart setting forth the declining steel tonnage it processed and its dwindling revenues over the material time period. Rejecting the adequacy of the employer's informational response, the union filed an unfair labor practice charge, complaining about the company's refusal to produce relevant bargaining information. After a trial, an administrative law judge issued a decision, ALJD, in which he agreed with the union and found that the employer's statements at the bargaining table amounted to a claim that it was unable to pay the union's demands, that the union was seeking relevant bargaining information and was, therefore, entitled to all of the financial information it had requested, and further that Arlington's failure to produce that information was a violation of Section 8(a)(5) of the Act. On administrative review, the NLRB acknowledged that when an employer bases its bargaining position on an asserted inability to pay, a union is entitled to request and review the employer's financial records. But the board also observed that an employer's claim that concessions are necessary in order for the employer to avoid competitive disadvantage was not the same as a plea of poverty, and that an employer was not obliged to open its books to the union in that instance, citing the board's decisions in North Star Steel Company, 347 NLRB 1364, 2006, and AMF Trucking and Warehousing, 342 NLRB 1125, 2004, finding that the